Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Jasmine. How may I assist you today?
Hey, can I order from you? I can't order online. It won't let me.
Sir?
Can I order from you?
No, sir. We're not able to take orders over the phone, but I can give you that account. Yeah, I can give you that website where you can go back in and go back to your information. All your information should pop up. And then if you finish it out and then hit submit.
What it keeps saying is it keeps saying that I got an invalid address.
Okay, so yes, sir, you're going to have to go back in and do the address again. You're probably missing a zip code or something.
You ain't missing nothing.
Okay, well.
That's the same one I use on Walmart when they make a delivery.
Okay, may I have your zip code, please?
23237.
233. I'm sorry, you said 23237?
Yeah.
May I have your first and last name?
Melvin Mormon.
Okay, I don't see anything in that. Give me 1 second. Okay, I don't see anything that it didn't go through because it's not in our system. So you are going to have to go back into that website and able to try it again.
Which website is it?
What exactly are you trying to order, sir?
Those are Magnox.
The who?
The binoculars, the one that you can see away.
Oh, okay, the Cosmoscopes. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That website is going to be top, T-O-P, cosmic,
yeah.
C-O-S-M-I-C, scopes, S-C-O-P-E-S, .com. Yes, sir.
All right.
And you can go back in, put that information back in, whatever information you do have in there should pop up. Make sure that everything is in there. You may have to use your address 2 times. If they let it take the first time, it should be able to take the second time because they do ask you for your address, and sometimes they do ask you for a shipping address if it's different. You can use that same address, and then it should definitely go through. And then hit submit.
I'll try again.
Yes, sir. So sorry for that. All right. Thanks for calling customer support.
Okay.
Bye-bye.